In the year 1868, David Livingstone called at the Central African village of Chief Kazembe. Today, 81 years later, we're here at the same village in the northwest corner of northern Rhodesia, a few miles south of Lake Mweru, near the river Luapula. The people here are Luanda, and Chief Kazembe has still talking drums, or calling drums, which are capable of sending messages to his people, to the people of his village. Now I'm going to ask Chief Kazembe the 14th, he's the direct descendant of the old Chief Kazembe the 7th, whom David Livingstone met. I'm going to ask him to ask his drummer to send out a few messages so that you can hear for yourself what a calling drum sounds like. Mondo is the name of the message drum. It's a wooden slit drum, rather like a hollow log with a slit down its side. The two edges of the slit are tuned, one note being higher than the other. Listen to this. That's the low note, and that's the high note. Now, I'm going to ask Chief Kazembe to send a message calling for silence. What would you send calling for silence? That's calling for silence. And now the people are ready to listen. What would you say for that?
Panimi nongo pitepo.
And now the people are ready to listen. And so he's going to call for a man by his drum name, because all his people have drum names. Will you call for somebody? That's the drum name of a man. I've heard him call in the distance, and here he comes. He's coming running now. All his messengers in particular have their own drum names. Here he comes. There you are. He's arrived and he claps his hands.